It's 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu.
Hi everyone, it is 10K Saturday. It is our weekly bonus episode with 10K Dollar Day where we interview real people and ask them the questions that you all want to know. So today I am joined by one of my favorite people, Alex Castillo.
Hi.
Did I say your name right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, good. So Alex is actually one of Emma's friends, one of my students, and she is a dancer. She is a singer. She is an actress. What else do you do?
I do it all, really. That's what you can say.
She does it all, and she is very talented at it. So tell everyone a little bit about yourself. I know I just summed you up, but if you had to describe yourself to the world out there, how would you do it?
I'm crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm outgoing.
Yeah.
If you see me on the streets, I will say hi to you, even though I don't know you, but that's really me.
I love it. And she is absolutely right. And where can people follow you, find you?
You can follow me on Instagram at alex_0615_Castillo.
Ooh, what's the 06145?
It's my birthday, actually, June 15th. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's easy to remember. All right, so we're going to start this off with our 10K5, the questions. First question, what is your current obsession?
I absolutely love Jennifer Lopez right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anything in particular?
Just she can do it all, and that's what I want, and she's awesome.
So. That's what you want?
Yeah, that's what I want.
What is the show that she hosts?
World of Dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She always looks so good.
I know, right? Like, she's a goddess.
She is a goddess.
And she's Spanish, so she's like me. Like, I wish.
Yeah. I love that. And what is on your current wish list?
To be on Broadway.
Real? Oh, that's like a big wish list.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you doing to get there?
I dance basically every single day.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start doing amazing voice lessons with you.
Hey.
And I'm just going to keep training to get there.
Yeah.
And work hard.
And I've worked with Alex a couple times in a couple different shows, and she has no fear. I got to tell you that. She is an actress that I could tell her to do anything, and she'd go, okay, no questions asked. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. You're on the right track. What do you think of her school?
Well, really, I'm in thespian, so, like, they, like, do everything, really, and I'll do anything they want me to do, so.
She said it. I said it. Yeah, so you think in New York, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah. School in New York?
Probably, like, maybe AMDA.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love an AMDA, guys. That's where I went. We know I'll plug that. All right, awesome. All right, so we did obsession, we did wish list. Okay, big question. If you had $10,000 and one day to spend it, what would you do?
I would go shopping and just get trendy clothes.
Duh. You think 10K?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big wardrobe.
That's true. Maybe redo my room.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You would probably do both.
Yeah, honestly. Like five to that.
Five? Okay, yeah. So five to the room. Five to the clothes. What type of clothes? Would you just do everything from bathing suits to winter wear?
Oh, yeah. So I can, like, be cool in every season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need someone to help you shop or you feel like you're pretty trendy?
Oh, I need help. I need, like, I can't make a big decision because, like, I see cute stuff. I'm like, oh, I want that, but I want that. So, like, I gotta, like.
Okay. So you'd need, like, a stylist.
Yeah.
So that would probably.
Oh, I
have to pay for
someone.
That.
Oh, yeah, I could buy
have someone. A stylist come in and help you.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though. I always love on 10K day because it is imaginary travel. I love, though, when we buy imaginary things because I feel like you get to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just visiting somewhere, you can be like, oh, and then I bought this really great sweater. And you're like, oh, I could keep that and wear it on my next 10K day. They, like, filter over.
Yeah.
So dumb. All right. That's a good one. Now, and being 15, of course, I mean, those are very relevant ways to spend money. Okay, so next question. If you had $10,000 and you had to give it away to a place or to a person, who would you give it to or where would you give it to and why?
I would give it to my mom because she pays for like school and dance and she does everything for me. So I just want to pay her back with that.
I love that. And all the moms go, oh, that's a great one. And there's no explanation needed. Mm-hmm. Moms do it all, man. Yeah. They're warriors. Love mm-hmm. it. Good job, Teresa.
Teresa.
All right. Final question.
Okay.
What is your happy?
What is my happy? My happy is being with family and friends because you never know when you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
So you always want to like keep every day like close to you.
Alex, that is deep. Look at you at 15 understanding that we need to live in the moment and appreciate the people around us. I love that. You guys, 10K Saturday, it's where you get your life lessons from 15-year-olds because they understand the meaning of family, friends, and time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good one. I love that happy. Well, Alex, thank you so much for spending just a couple of minutes with me tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Told you it would be easy.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, you can check us out. Every Wednesday, we have our full episodes, $10K Dollar Day, or these little fun bonus episodes on Saturdays where you can hear what other people would do with $10,000. And we have all types of people. Our youngest has been 5. Our oldest has been, 105. I really don't know. And now I feel bad because anyone who actually was our oldest is going to think that they were 105. There's no age limit on the 10K Saturday. Thanks, Alex.
Anytime.
Guys, make sure you follow her. And remember, she's going to say hi to you. Even though she doesn't know you.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
That was 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu. And don't forget, with friends like us, who needs amenities?